So Josh, I got some big news.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit of it. A little bit of news. What do we got?
So if you are on our Patreon, you've seen that we've had a title belt made thanks to Capco Championship Belts. Well, that wasn't just to hang out on my shelf back there. So April 26th at ADD Wrestling, there will be a four-way elimination match for that belt. It will be Shelby Wilder, Mikey Montgomery, Derek Dillinger, and Ziggy Heim to crown the first ever IW Guy champion.
This shit is real.
it's booked.
It's real.
I booked it myself as an adult.
Amazing.
It was very stressful. Shout out to Ziggy because dealing with that was really interesting. And she's like, she totally got like where I was coming from with it. And we were laughing about it. And she's like, weren't you talking about doing this on the podcast when I was on? I was like, yeah. And she's like, I can't believe you're doing it. I'm like, I know. I was like, dreams are coming true.
I'm pretty impressed. And also have to give 880 a lot of credit for allowing this to take place on their property and during one of their shows. So
yeah. Shout out Envy Young for helping us make this possible.
Yep. That's going to be fucking awesome.
The question is now, which one of you guys is in whose corners? Because you got to put an IW guide host in every corner.
I wish I could go to that show. I have to pick my battles for my trips out to the west side of the country. So
we'll get a cardboard cutout. It'll be like Jay Gold Switchblade.
Yes. You know? Yeah, that'll be great.
Well, that's not going to happen, Adam. I will actually be the referee for that match. I can't.
Look at that. See, Vansky's going to be the we have Jayhawk reffing the match. I mean, now if you've never seen Jayhawk work a match, now is your chance on YouTube Live April 26th to see Jayhawk referee for our title at the 880 show.
It's going to be my 880 debut. I'm excited too. So
I've looked up Jayhawk's cage match. I'm sure it looks like a lot of people haven't seen him referee.
So I'm putting this out there to whichever of the competitors KOs Jayhawk during the match. I will pad your lope.
Ooh.
Prestigiously.
Wait, did you say KOs him?
Yes. Oh. So you might catch that Dillinger elbow to the back of the head. You might catch
Is it too late to introduce sharps into the match? And then
it's a death match.
I mean, it's a four-way elimination match, so there's no rules. I mean, there could be glass, there could be, you know.
Are you putting doors. A time limit on? Are you booking it, or are you letting MV or the four of them book it?
I don't know what you're talking about. They're all gonna go in there and fight really hard for it. I'm not booking nothing. But
the best person is going to win.
Yes. We'll see what
happens.
By the
way, I don't know if any of the four of you reach out to me, I don't know what the plan is. So I will be just as surprised as you are when you get to the arena that night.
Yeah. Josh is learning about this as I am as well.
That's right.
We're equally.
I like to hear what it's like from an outsider joining the show, which we probably should intro, but
yeah. Well, this is IW Guide.
Hello.
First off, I'm Booker Butters.
I'm Ref Jayhawk.
Jay Gold, the microdose master of Long Island.
Of Bong Island. I love it.
I'm New Marcy.
Hey! the new master of filth.
I'm not going to bark, though. I save that for my OnlyFans.
Ooh.
That's a little hint.
For those of you who don't recognize the voice, courtesy of Ad Hoc with Wrestling, Porch Talk, and some of your other favorite podcasts, the man Adam Van.
That's the star of At Odds with Wrestling. Jayhawk, get it right.
Is it still the soon to be name network?
It is.
Can we get a name on it, please?
I've been trying. It's a difficult task to get all those minds to agree on something. So it's just going to stick with the soon to be name network. It was that before I got there, and I'm sure it'll be there. It'll be that long after I'm gone.
It's very nice of Joe to let you call yourself the star, and
I don't run things
not
by
him. With it.
It's better that way. Yeah. Ask for forgiveness later. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, is Joe still away, by the way? Is he still on his whatever cruise or wherever island he is or whatever.
Yeah, for a man who says he doesn't go on vacations, that was like his second big vacation in the last 6 months, but he's back. So business as usual this week over on the flagship show of the Soon to Be Named Network.
I thought you did an admirable job with your episode last week on your own. I really thought you were going to get old Ed to come on the show.
First of all, I appreciate you taking my call. I did try to get an episode of Indie Wrestling Guide recorded on the spot. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Jay Gold shot me down.
That's correct.
And yeah, I was trying to get Ed to come on to At Odds, and it was a difficult task, but I guess it's all about the voicemails you make along the way when it comes to those types
of things. So many friends, Vansky. I don't know how you had all this time to amass such a large friend list.
I called in some favors, you know?
You went right to the old MySpace page, and you're like, let me see who's left, and you got them all to call in.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, there's nothing more nerve-wracking than A, asking Hollow Wicked for a favor, and B, then giving him notes and asking him to do something a different way.
I thought that came out pretty good, though. I liked every bit of that, except for Jonah. Otherwise, I liked everything else.
Yeah, that Jonah guy went off the script. I told him to be nice to you guys, you know?
I'm sure those were the exact words, too, between you and him. Oh, hey, Butters. See you shaking your head there.
Oh, boy.
Lower left box. I see you.
Can just imagine. We got to do shout outs real quick. So shout outs to Zach, Chris, Andrew, and Brock. And of course, our special shout out to Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
What's up, Patty?
She was very upset that I was not at the show on Thursday. But I told her, you know, I can't really swing it with work. I can't be there. I was up 5:30 to go to work. Then I would need to go there and then try to go back home and go to bed. And yeah, it's just a whole thing. So Thursdays don't work for me.
Damn.
But I will see her at the end of this month, March 22nd, at the Temple Live, I guess.
Yeah,
it's a pretty stacked show. It's a pretty stacked show.
Yeah, I got to work on getting there for that one, too.
That place, there's just something like that. Everybody who goes, they'll still fill it, but nobody likes it. It's like everybody's like, oh, of course, they'll go to the show. And then everybody's like, oh, that place is horrible. But
yeah, like we get why they like go, like all the wrestlers enjoy being there.
Yeah.
But like as a fan, it fucking sucks.
Yeah. Between the Ticketmaster fee, which are ridiculous.
That's the one part of it that
Ticketmaster fees,
like.
Parking, the food and beer situation is fucking god awful. And they keep reiterating like, oh, you know, that's just how it is. Da 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 da. And we get it, but we can still bitch about it because it fucking sucks still. You can tell us that's how it is all day long. It still fucking sucks.
No, the thing that sucks for them is that, you know, indie wrestling shouldn't have Ticketmaster fees. I'm sorry. There just shouldn't be. You should be able to buy like a paper ticket from a promoter in cash or something like
that. Right. I should be able to PayPal the promoter. That's one thing I feel bad about.
Yeah.
I want to be able to PayPal the promoter.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, you know, put me down for like one GA and then be done with it.
You want to go there and get a paper ticket like by somebody scribbled on like one of those loosely pages and be like, here's your ticket to your indie show. That's what you want.
Sure.
Yeah. I get it.
Sold off of a big wheel like a raffle.
Right. You want somebody who's like, let me give you one that came off my arm, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, you know, something. I get it.
Like, I don't need all the hoopla and the $9 fees for convenience that, you know, Eventbrite charges $2 for, and it's way more convenient through Eventbrite. So I don't know.
That's how I got my tickets for ETU from Lewis when I got to the front door. He peeled one off of his arm.
I was just talking to him tonight.
Yeah, I was happy for them. In case anybody didn't know, we sponsored a little bit of ETU, Expect the Unexpected, that struggles, and our buddy Lewis and Bagelmonger, they're all involved in that show, and I honestly thought it was a very entertaining show. And I gotta say, my daughter, who I take to every show now, she does not like the death matches. She started crying. I've never seen her get that visually upset at a skewer spot, but it really upset her, and she started crying. So I gave her my phone for that match so she didn't have to watch it.
I get visually upset when I look at skewers, so I don't blame her.
Dude, and they weren't like big skewers. Like, DeManto was on Kenny Broadway, and he took small skewers. They look like matchbook skewers. And first he scraped his arms till his arms were bleeding. Then he scraped it across his forehead. And when he got it in, they all kind of fell, but they look like toothpicks almost. So, like, it had to hurt like hell to get those things jammed in your head. The smaller they are, the harder it probably is. So she did not like that. But the match between Mathers and Joey Janela was definitely a high spot. She did get to meet Janai Kai, who's still awesome. I can't figure out why she was never signed by anybody. She looks like a superstar, but I don't know. She's the right size.
She's still got a lot of time. I mean, she's not, I'm not saying she's super new, but she's not, you know, been around for 10 years and nobody signed her. She'll have her time, I'm sure. It just takes time.
I feel like her look in general, she comes out to some really good music. Her look in general would lend itself to like an AEW or a Ring of Honor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the rest of the show, I mean, an old buddy, PB Smooth, is on a tag team called the Killionaires Club, and they're really good. And I just thought the whole thing was, then it was Santana and Homicide was the main event. And Santana, by the way, you keep forgetting how different TV wrestlers look to the indie guys. Mm-hmm. And Santana's not a huge dude, but when you see him in person, his legs are as big as my head. Like, they're just built differently. To the guys who have time to work out all the time and eat right and get themselves ready for TV, they just look completely different than indie guys. So like Homicide, he's a TV guy, but he's a little fella. So, but that was a good match. They actually wrestled. They didn't do anything crazy.
I was going to say Santana's a free agent as of today. I just saw.
I think maybe that's why he was at ETU last night. He probably knew already. They said he just was, he wasn't on the website. He might have been a free agent a while. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, they have really nice production now. They put a little money into it. They got their own ring apron and they got like the setup with the, you know, like the AEW stage, AIW stage, like they have like the curtains and everything. It's good for them. I'm glad. And they're going to do another show in May. Maybe we'll get involved there. But yeah, that was a good for the weekend, by the way.
Josh, speaking of AIW, when are we going? Because
I'm taking my daughter April for the April 20th.
When is there a grown-ups trip out to AIW?
Oh, it's definitely coming. It's definitely coming this summer. With Sam, my brother and my kids are all gone. They're going to sleepaway camp, so we're going to whatever June or July, August, beginning of August.
All right, keep me posted.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh, if you want to go this time around, yes.
I'm making money now. I'm going to all some wrestling shows. Let's do good. This.
So good. The beginning of July would be Absolution. I don't think there's anything at the beginning of August. I think there's. Usually the beginning of August is the North Canton Street Festival, and then we have like Rager at the end of the month. So,
well, believe it or not, I mean, you probably remember Absolution August of 2019 was 2019 was August 9th was Absolution.
Yeah, well, I happen to know that Absolution is in July for sure this year, but they're another show booked the same date that people were hyped for. And Thorne's like, guy. Oh yeah, okay.
Was it SummerSlam?
No, there's a local show around here. However, actually, 2019 Absolution was on August 2nd.
The 2nd?
Because it was my birthday.
Oh.
And the main event was Tom Lawler versus Eddie Kingston, and it was so fucking good. And to this day, one of my all-time favorite matches.
Oh, so. And you're right. It was August 2nd. I'm looking at some pictures of it right now.
Yeah. Hmm. That's how I know, because it was on my birthday. It was a really cool birthday. Danhausen was there. It was a good time.
He was. That's right.
Yeah, and he's going to be there March 22nd.
Oh, that was the introduction of referee Bill Alfonso to AIW. He came out with Matt Justice that night.
Good times.
Yeah, it was good. Definitely well, was.
We need to do what's on. So. Yeah.
And without Mark here, Jay Gold, you got to find the IWTV stuff.
Fuck.
All right, guys. I got this. I swear. No, I have no idea.
Oh, that'd be amazing if you did. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Just send it to me. I'll read it.
I'm jumping on it. Whatever, Butters, when Jayhawk's ready.
What's on this weekend?
All right, over on Triller TV, powered by Fight, not a ton of far live independent wrestling go. GCW does have a doubleheader this weekend. Saturday, March 9th at 8 p.m., they present Ashes to Ashes from the Showboat in Atlantic City, New Jersey. GCW Tag Team Championship on the line, Violence is Forever against Dark Sheet against Hoyer Wreck. Plus Tony Deppett against Micro Man, Dan Halkin against Charles Mason, and much more on that card. And then they will follow that up on Sunday, March 10th at 6 p.m. also from the Showboat in Atlantic City. Six-man tag team match. Alley Catch, Dark Sheik, and Effie taking on Maki Ito, Matt Tremont, and Nick Gage. The garbage daddy of Alec Price and Cole Radrick against Rich and Powerful, Charles Macon, Richard Holiday, and much more on that card.
To me, hooray, IWTV side of things. Since you're getting this drops on Wednesday, Thursday, Wrestling Open, they're calling it Malice in the Palace, the Wrestling Open Championship, Brad Hollister and Jermaine Marbury. Then Friday, 8 p.m., H2O presents Praying. They have a bunch of death matches and all that stuff. Let's see. Saturday, March 9th, CZW presents Don't Blink, the CZW Tag Team Championship. It's a TLC match, Milk Chocolate versus Slime Balls. And then on Saturday, NSPW presents Ground Zero 2024 at 8 p.m., Ben Tull versus Travis Toxic for the NSPW Championship.
Great job, Jay Gold.
Hell yeah. I forgot all about that. I had to get it going.
Doing interviewing.
Marks on the internet that ask the questions that they think are cool to ask.
That's one of the things I stole from the PVD warehouse there, Adam Van.
Right.
I got there before you.
Make sure you tell Jonah. We took it out of the warehouse.
I was going to try to use some Wrestling Cheers bumpers for the last episode of At Odds, but I figured nobody would recognize them, so I didn't.
No, I would have been. Would have been the best thing ever.
Nobody would have caught that at all. Yeah. That's he's VIP now because he gets GA balcony seating at Enjoy.
Come on. Oh shit. Introduce our guest, will you?
Oh right, yeah. We have a guest tonight. And I actually wrote out like a whole thing. Let me find it here. I do stuff sometimes.
You got to give a good impression because this might be Dex's first time that he has listened. And
I did. I looked at the cage match. I read over a bunch of stuff. Like I got an idea what's going on.
Like it's only the third time he's ever written note for the show. So you should feel honored.
That's the second time. And the second time he's used that joke tonight.
Okay,
All right. Our guest tonight, he has a 2-match win streak in AIW with wins over Speedball Mike Bailey and Mikey Montgomery.
Dang.
He is formerly known as the Golden Spotlight and Air Canada.
Yeah.
The Airwalker, Dex Royal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot. Nice, dude. That's a lot of nicknames. I didn't know. Are you from Canada?
I am indeed.
All right. Where in Canada are you from?
London, Ontario.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the things I learned today when I was, doing some research. I was like, oh, okay. He's announced from, I was going to ask because he's announced from there, but you kind of popped up in like Southern Indiana. So how did you get there from Canada?
Well, technically I was born in Canada, but okay. Most of my life was spent here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
Like my mom, it's a very kind of crazy story, but I've lived there for like 2 years that I don't remember because who remembers their first
right life?
But now I would say I'm a Hoosier to heart.
Right on.
Look at you now, you just use it to have convenient nicknames. You can claim Canada.
Yeah, look, I used to be Air Canada, but I'm sure I probably would have got a NDA sooner or later.
That is true. Yes. Yeah, show up on enough streams and you definitely would get that season. Yeah.
So I like to start off. I haven't done this in a while because I didn't do it with any of the AIW kids, but I got to start off. What is the worst ring name you've ever heard?
You know what? I'm probably my very first ring name. Like, and I'm gonna hit y'all with something, right? Because when I was in college, the kind of the scholarship money wasn't as good as you thought, It's not as good. So you kind of got to pull a little here and there. So I used to strip on the side.
Right. Okay.
So.
Oh, there it goes. There you go.
My trainer, he came up with my very first name was Chippendicks.
Chippendicks. Wow.
Actually, right. That's really good.
I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
I think you might have to use that on the Halloween AIW show next year. I'd have to go back.
If I ever want to go back to that, that's always there.
All right.
Well, he couldn't use Chip and Dale, but somebody else already did that one.
Yeah, right.
If anybody wants to know where Dex is, he's stripping in the evenings. That's it. Right. There you go.
Hey, the money was good.
No one here is judging.
No.
Not his manager. I need money.
I'm more jealous than I am.
Josh, still some time. I mean, Dex give you some pointers.
There's no time left for me. They have no use for me. I'm like an old shoe at this point. They just throw me out. That's the end of that. Go ahead, Butters.
Hold on. I feel like we're just glancing past this. Like, how does one get into the dancing lifestyle to kind of supplement their income?
To be honest, I actually just kind of, I was at like a college party one time and it was this guy, and it's kind of weird because they scout you kind of how they scout, like, you know, sports and stuff.
So, shit.
I was like, hey, you're pretty handsome. And I was like, hey, brother, you know, I ain't got no problem with that, but you know. He was like, no, you know, it's just, if you want to make some money on the side, I got a gig for you. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Get out of here. In a couple months, you know, I kind of pulled that card out. caught a little bit. Did it a couple times, but I had to stop because one time my aunt was kind of in the crowd, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm not going out there." So it was over for me.
Butters.
I think that's the end of the interview. I don't think we could top anything.
I really think we should have saved that for somewhere along the end.
I wasn't expecting that. That was, let's top that right there. So before, like, we kind of get into usually like how you came up and got into wrestling and stuff, but a lot of wrestlers did backyard wrestling. Did you backyard wrestle at all?
I actually did. It was crazy. That's actually pretty crazy. You know, I actually did. When I was in middle school, I had a next door neighbor. We had our own, like, I believe I try to find like the videos on YouTube because I still believe they're there or whatever. Let's hope nobody finds them because I used to wear giant shirts or whatever. But we used to have our own backyard promotion where we went to, because I kind of grew up in the hood. So we went to like these abandoned places and we got like the abandoned tires and, you know, the wood and stuff. They board up houses. We made our own ring and stuff. So I definitely did.
What was your backyard name?
I actually just used my shoot name. I actually just used that.
It was Chip and Dicks. It was Chip and Dicks.
Even back then, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's the best thing ever. I can't. You just topped every interview we've done already this season. Oh, boy. I have to, when I take my kid in April, if you're at the Akron show, I'll be like, you know, he's a stripper on the side. In case
don't tell your kids that. Tell your grandmother or something.
your kid is like 8 years old, John. Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Tell your grandmother, your great aunt or something, you know.
My mom is a big Kaplan fan. Maybe she'll change her mind. You never know. I might have to tell her. My favorite thing ever. I'm never going to be able to let it go. I'm sorry.
So,
it still follows me.
On cage match, your first match was a battle royal. Can you remember anything about that match?
Battle Royal. You know what? Actually, I believe my first match actually was in a really small town in Indiana. I believe the Battle Royal came like afterwards.
Okay.
My first match was like October 19th of 2019.
Okay.
And it was in Martinsville, Indiana. I actually just took on another trainee because I was kind of ahead of the curve. So, you know, they kind of needed a first match, you know, to just go out there and, you know, do the basics. And that's kind of what I did there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is showing the battle royal was November 16th. So yeah, that was a month after.
That was the second one. Yeah, that was my second match. Was definitely that better one. I actually believe I faced the same exact guy again that same night. I believe I was in the battle royal, and then I did like had another one with the exact same guy. My very first one was in October.
So his name was Zeus.
Yes, actually Zeus.
Okay.
I met Zeus. Zeus don't really come around too much, but you know he was a powerhouse, man. He threw me around for a minute. I'm a little bit bigger nowadays. Man, I was a stick back then.
So tell me about Baron Von Cain, because the name sounds really funny, but like, what was, how was Baron Von Cain dressed?
Man, you know what? Like Cain.
Really? Was it? Yeah.
Like Cain, you know, he gets a lot of crap because he's an older guy, you know. I believe he just kind of does it just, you know, nowadays just because, you know, it's something to get him out the house. But he was a very, very nice guy, you know. most of the time the guys that's like just kind of, you know, mellow in their careers, they're really nice nowadays, and that's kind of hard to find. That's really big on me. If you could be nice to me, then, you know, you're in my good graces, man, because I'm kind of the quiet type. I don't really, like, go against people because my father, he's a police officer, so I'm always kind of, you know, the quiet reserve type, but I always, you know, put marks in my head on who's the polite people and who's the, you know, people that, you know, you just kind of be like, all right, cool, but I'm just going to kind of keep you over there.
According to Cage Match, Baron Von Kane started wrestling in 1980.
Woo! Wow.
There you go.
I wouldn't doubt it.
What about Chuckles the Clown?
Chuckles the Clown. Oh, WTF. another really, really nice guy. You know, I don't know if it's just my demeanor, but a lot of people are just really nice to me. I don't know if it's just, you know, because I give off that vibe to be polite back. But a lot of those guys are like, they were just really nice to me when I very first started coming around. I believe I met Chuckles around the time that, around 2021, after I got done my trial for the WWE, and I was just kind of like a small little incline or whatever. Didn't know how to, you know, kind of capitalize on that too much. But he was a really another nice guy that just kind of wanted me to go out there and, you know, show what I could do for a change rather than just kind of, you know, easing through the basics. It was just more so go out there and, you know, be crazy, do what you do, you know, do what you can do. And that's kind of what kind of helped elevate me too also. So Chuckles is a really another nice guy. You know, he's actually, you know, when you hear Chuckles the Clown, you kind of think of a kind of creepy kind of clown looking guy, but he's probably the most over guy that WTF has. Like, he's okay.
Where's WTF located?
I believe they're in Anderson, Indiana right now.
Oh, okay.
Which is funny because, you know, when you think of WTF, that's an analogy of a text message, but WTS is actually like Wrestling Theology Fellowship. So it's actually a church promotion.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. The church strikes again. All right.
You're right.
So,
welcome to Indiana.
Carmel, Indiana, according to Cage Match.
Let's talk about another really nice guy that is secretly a monster and nobody knows it. That's Mouse.
I love Mouse. I'm not gonna lie. I love Mouse today.
Yeah, me too. I love him so much. He, I talk to him not as much as I used to. I used to talk to him a lot more, but he definitely rang out your name and Rachel Armstrong quite a bit last year when I was asking about new talent. So,
heck yeah, Mouse means a. I'm not gonna lie, Mouse means a lot to me and Rachel because me and Rachel, as you know, like out here in Indiana, there the wrestling scene isn't as big as, you know, say Ohio, Illinois. It's just kind of the really they can draw, but there's not more so exposure here.
Mm-hmm.
People will know about you, but they, you know, there's not really much exposure. But Mouse kind of, you know, he sees the diamonds in the rough, and he kind of pulled me and Rachel out, and you know. If it wasn't for Mouse, I actually don't know. I probably would still just kind of be another Indiana name. I would just kind of still be, you know, a throwaway, you know. That guy's kind of good, but, you know, he's just kind of stuck Indiana. But if it wasn't for Mouse, I'm not – and he's going to hate that I, like, put him over so much because I actually thought that he was kind of the person that helped me get the speedball match because a random time he asked me who was my, like, number one person I want to wrestle. And I was like, speedball. And all of a sudden, you know, I kind of was booked against speedball. So Mouse might not take the credit for it, but Mouse, he deserves his flowers, man. I'm not gonna lie. He definitely deserves his flowers.
Yeah, he when this podcast first started and I first started doing interviews, he helped me get a lot of my first interviews with like Everett Connors and Alex Kane and guys like that. So I've always been super appreciative of him and everything he's done to like help me out and then help out the scene and everything. So he doesn't like it when you give him credit, but he deserves it for sure.
He definitely does. Funny story, man. Bill was one of my first matches where I trained out of. So Bill was like one of my first matches. She actually was really nice to me. I know, I believe we kind of been wrestling around the same amount of time, but she was kind of leaving out of where I was training at the same time I was coming in. But she was one of my first matches, and you know, everybody gets to, you know, first match chops, and she was the only person that kind of took easy on me. Not nowadays, because Bill hits like a you know, some trucks. I can definitely see Mouse in her a lot, man.
So what's your pre-match ritual look like?
man, I know I always pray because I know when we step in that ring, man, you just don't know what can happen. Freak injuries, things like that. And I always pray that, you know, we're who I'm wrestling is protected as well as me, because at the end of the day, you know, we got to go home. We're wrestling for at tops 20 minutes, and that's at tops. 20 minutes, but then you got to go home for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And, you know, you got to be able to be super dad or super husband or, you know, super worker, because, you know, we all still have our shoe jobs and everything until you get that contract. So I just pray that we're all protected, man, or whether people believe in that or not. I'm just, you know, good energy, good vibes that go into that match. So nobody is, you know, hurt, because, you know, we got to live our lives. You just can't stop our lives, you know, in that sense. You still got the whole week, you know. And I know I got daughters, so, man, I got to be able to come be super dad, you know, go sit at, God, I go sit at cheerleading nowadays. So it's like, I got to be there without being hurt.
Right on. Josh, you want to take over for a bit?
That's the most positive thing I've heard any of our guests ever say, and I love it. I should have been I'll listen to it on Wednesday. I should have been recording it. But yeah, that's awesome. Tell me, so now you have daughters. Do they like wrestling? Do they come to the shows?
Oh my God, yeah. Well, they used to, but wrestling is kind of a scene I would probably like to keep my daughters out of at this moment, because, you know, wrestling, there's some really good locker rooms and there's some really, you know, iffy locker rooms. So I try to keep my daughters on the positive side of things. And right now my middle daughter, she loves professional wrestling. She knows everybody that's on TV now.
How old is she?
She's 3. But I'm not even her favorite wrestler. Rachel's her favorite wrestler. That's kind of crazy.
Dude, I feel that. I wouldn't be my daughter's favorite wrestler. It's okay. I get it. I totally get it.
Oh, so, man. I was like, who's your favorite wrestler? She's like, well, Rachel. I was like, hey, what about?
Hey, don't feel bad. My daughter called me a dumbass when I was reffing one night. My back would turn to something. So.
That's a smart girl right there. Very smart.
You know, I don't need your shit, Josh.
If you're in the wrestling business, man, you're cursed, because we all just got daughters.
I get it, man. I see all you guys. It's a tough world to be in. Look, when I go to these shows and Grim Reaper's wrestling and he's smoking the blunt the entire time he wrestles, you know, what am I? I just cover my daughter's face. I'm like, don't breathe it in. It's the bad smoke. Like, what are you? I don't know what she's. But let me. So you have your girls. So, and you said your dad is a police officer. Who got you into wrestling when you were young? You came from Canada. You have a little bit of Canadian blood, and then you come to Indiana. Where did the wrestling come in?
Truthfully, myself, because my father, I would tell him that I like wrestling, and I would tell my mom and my godmother that I loved wrestling. I wanted to be a wrestler. You know, they just always thought it was a phase I'm going to grow out of. So it was like, let's go ahead and put you in basketball. So I kind of strayed away from professional wrestling and went into, you know, being in sports. But I had severe asthma. So my mom actually didn't even let me play organized sports until I was a junior in high school. As a junior in high school, you know, that's not enough time to, you know, kind of get out there in sports or whatever. So yeah. I kind of took the AAU route where I would play in these AAU leagues and kind of got seen, and that kind of helped me get into college. And then the college I went to, Indiana, Wrestler Indiana, they ended up closing my senior year. So that kind of sucked.
So you got nothing to show for it at that point?
Huh?
Did they give you accreditation? Is there anything that you could show for it at that point?
You actually not really, because not really when you could transfer, not too many schools would take a last year senior. When they could just take a, you know, a 4-year freshman that's about to come in, they could just kind of groom them. So I just kind of finished my degree, went overseas for a little bit, and then I realized that I wasn't even living my dream. I was living like my father's and my family's dream of wanting me to, you know, go that route. So I took a turn and just like, you know what, I'm going to start living for me. I'm going to start doing what I want to do. And I always had the love of professional wrestling. I still watched it here and there, but then I just kind of got into it myself. Kind of came home and, you know, I was like, I'm gonna give this a try. And my athleticness kind of propelled me just a little bit, you know, which I know that kind of sucks. People that try to go into professional wrestling, they don't have the athletic background, and that kind of sucks. But I kind of had like a small, you know, advantage due to me being able to be kind of athletic or whatever. So I started living for me. And then professional wrestling just became the love kind of opened back up again.
Nice. Van, that's like you and me, by the way. Two guys who tried wrestling. This wasn't for us.
I mean,
the both of us did ECW when we were younger. It didn't work out either way. Yeah.
The thing is, we're only like maybe 80% the athlete, the Dexes. That's the problem.
You know? Look, I wasn't always like
80. Take away the zero.
Yeah, 8%. 8%.
Man, I wasn't always like this. You know, it just kind of happened.
So who were you watching as a kid? I mean, who did you like the first time you watched wrestling? What was the first thing you saw?
So my grandfather was like a really big he was a really big impact on my life. And when I was younger, I distinctly remember him buying me this Rock. And I know he kind of gets, you know, hatred right nowadays, but I had this Rock like figure. He was on a motorcycle and I wish I still had it. But it was definitely the Rock. And I was like, you know what? I really wish I still had that Rock figure on a motorcycle. And I just don't know what happened to it. But the Rock was like my very first person I started watching. And then the next thing I can remember is Randy Orton. As you can see, all the tattoos. I always kind of wanted to be like Randy Orton as a kid. My mom and my father, as you can tell, he's a police officer. They would always tell me never get tattoos below your, you know, your elbows or whatever. But let's see, that didn't work out too well.
Okay, so the Rock.
Was it a red motorcycle?
I believe so. You know what?
I found it on eBay.
Bruh.
It's yours.
You have to see that coming to buy it. I'm going to have to go buy it.
Van, what is that? What's that going for right now, Van?
I didn't look. I was going to look it up after the show because I'm a professional. I didn't want to take away from the interview, but Butters is on it. So
yeah.
Oh, it's going for $27.99 with free shipping right now.
$28. Can't go wrong with that.
Well, you know what? As soon as we're done, I'm going to order that because that is just my childhood right there. That's crazy.
Where did you end up training? I don't know the school. I'm not familiar with where you were in Indiana. Where did you train?
So Don Basher School, he was trained by the great, what is his name? Well, Don Basher is who trained me, and he was trained by another famous wrestler from India who I can't really think of right now. So probably not that famous, but he lived here off of Kessler for a long time. But I was trained by Don Basher here in Indianapolis, and right now he ended up passing away, and his son runs the, you know, the school because they run every Friday or whatever and kind of booked on Friday. So I'm not there too much, but I teach the advanced class now. So now I'm there, you know, here and there, but Don Basher trained me here in Indianapolis.
He was actually trained by Lord Steven Regal.
Ha ha, bam. There we go.
Well, not famous at all.
Right.
Yeah. Not famous at all. He has nothing to do with you ever getting signed to WWE.
It was one more person. I just can't remember. It was a real old guy. He's kind of big.
No, Harley Race. Oh, there we go. Oh, he's just some old guy. You're right. No, I'm just going to throw names out.
It was not Harley Race in Indiana. I can guarantee that right for you.
Well, so you trained there, and how did AIW happen? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I watch a lot of wrestling with Jayhawk when I first started doing this with him. But I honestly, Indiana, I don't see much. I saw a lot of what's it called? The UWFI rules, Paradigm
Pro.
Yeah. I see, BLP. But I'm not familiar with that scene. So like, you know, how did all of a sudden like Ohio come into effect? Like, how did that like get there?
So again, kind of going to Rachel. Rachel is our girl that came out of where we train at WCWO. And, she got real good with Billy and Mouse. And then Bill remembered me from our first match. And, you know, you don't really kind of remember people from like your very first match. And so Bill kind of just looked at me and see if I was good or not. And Mouse kind of put in the word for me and Rachel at Black Label. So me and Rachel got really good at Black Label because we kind of travel around all the time together. We go to like Massachusetts and things together. So we're kind of like our road buddies. So we got really good at Black Label. And I believe that's where John seen me at out there at Black Label Pro in Crown Point, Indiana. And I am at Paradigm sometimes, so, but I'm pretty sure that Mikey from Black Label, he said that John had seen me from Black Label. And that's just kind of where, you know, he was impressed then, and, you know, blessings on blessings.
Yeah, listen, I mean, before I hand you up to Jayhawk, I mean, you have some giant wins already in AIW. How does it feel like getting that confidence there? I mean, Speedball's a big win. I mean, let's be honest. I'm sure it feels good. He's everywhere. You know, how do you feel now over there in AIW? Feel integrated into like what they're doing?
Man, I feel like family. I'm not even gonna lie. And I feel like they took like a giant chance on me, and I would never forget anything like that, because I spent 4 years of my career just kind of in Indiana, just studying professional wrestling and trying to get better. And now it's kind of vindication that, you know, that they, that John sees something in me, and it kind of gives me like that drive to be better, you know? So I'm training 3 times a week to even be better, to be able to, cause I know all the great names that's came through AIW, and that's wild that, you know, he thinks of me in that aspect, to be able to, you know, get, you know, that dub over somebody as, you know, Speedball is.
Big matches, big stage to win those. And especially against Mikey too. That match was nuts.
Yeah.
Jayhawk, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. So you did mention earlier that you had a WWE tryout. How comfortable are you talking about that? Like, I don't want to step on any toes. I know that's still a goal for you. So
it's still another goal, and I won't say or I won't confirm or deny a secondary one coming soon, but I did have one in 2021, and it's about time for that second one to rotate around, and that's definitely a place that, you know, I can see myself still.
All right. Now, you mentioned getting into basketball. You mentioned going overseas. According to your Twitter, you are a former Icelandic pro basketball player.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me about that a little bit. I'm very interested in that.
So when my school closed in Rensselaer, Indiana, I ended up just going to finish my degree because my mother is very – I'm only child. So she's very pretentious on me being successful and not being the typical, you know, person out here in life. So I ended up finishing my degree, and I just kind of took that to be able to go overseas. So I spent – so how overseas work? A lot of people think that when you go overseas to play basketball, you're over there for years. Well, technically, you're only over there for 6 months and you're home for 6 months. So I was there for 6 months, home for 6 months, there for 6 months, home for 6 months. But at the same time, I just had my first daughter. So I was kind of homesick, and I'm a very – like, I love my daughter to death. I got homesick a lot, not being able to be away from her. So I just kind of want to come back home. But I was there for 6 months, home for 6 months, and then, you know, that's the rotation of the contracts and everything. And I just kind of – I just didn't go back. I just kind of chose to go into the professional wrestling route.
Okay. I mean, obviously, being home, could want to be with your daughter could be more important than any other contract. I mean, I absolutely get that.
Yeah.
I mean, if your daughter wasn't around, would you have stuck with it, do you think?
And, you know, I can't say I would have, because I had to figure out who I was living for. You know, if I was living for myself, and that was something that I wanted to do constantly, because my love for basketball started to kind of depreciate. And my love for professional wrestling was still always there. And the more that I looked into it, the more I was like, you know what? I think I could do this. And I think that that's the love. And I could feel the love. It's just something that you can see inside of you. You can feel inside of you. And I just felt the love for professional wrestling kind of take over the place that basketball had. And it just kind of was like, and don't get me wrong, Iceland is beautiful, man. It's a beautiful place. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's a very beautiful place. But it was just more so living for myself, man. And being able to be okay with what, because you only get one life. So if I go through being a basketball player for my whole life and I feel like something's missing, it's like, did I really live my life good? Are you really living your life good if you feel like something's missing? And it seemed like professional wrestling was what was missing from my life, man, because it's what I love to do.
And okay, what would you say are the biggest differences between being a professional basketball player and being a professional wrestler?
Woo, cardio. You know, a lot of people say that cardio is the mug, man. First of all, Speedball Mike Bailey probably got the best cardio I've ever been in the ring with. But like basketball cardio versus professional wrestling cardio, it's night and day. And I know I could go and run like 3 miles a day in professional basketball. When you get to professional wrestling, it's like nothing. It's like that means absolutely nothing. You are tired, you working muscles that you don't even know you have, you hurt, you're aching. It's just, it's crazy. Professional wrestling is so much harder than a lot of people put out to be. Like, I would probably say it's the hardest sport out here right now, if I'm being quite honest with you. And people be like, well, you know, it's this and it's that. But until you do it and you feel how your body hurts afterwards and how tired you are afterwards, then you really can't say too much.
Yeah, to this day, anybody who used the F word for wrestling, I try it once.
Try it one time. I'm telling you, they try it one time. They're going to be going home with their shirt all sweaty. They're going to be tired. They'll be able to work in the next day. It is a different animal, I'm telling you. Professional wrestling is crazy. It is a different animal.
Yeah, like my running joke, like a referee, if I only take like 3 bumps a year, I can't imagine doing multiple bumps every night. But at the same time, but like even like a referee, like I'm for it the next day.
Right. And the crazy part, because when I very first started wrestling, I had to, you know, you kind of do what you got to do. And I was a ref at one point. Granted, I had like 2 matches because I was taller than them with all the wrestlers. So they was like, nah, come out of there because you can't be taller than everybody. But even getting up and getting down and being able to hit 1, 2, 3, get up and get at 1, 2, 1, 2, that's a workout in itself. That's tiring all in itself.
All right, I got one more here, and then I'll kick it over to Adam. Have you ever heard of the Pro Wrestling League list?
Ooh, I have not.
Okay, so this list was started by current AEW owner / CEO Tony Khan in the late 90s, early 2000s on the old Death Valley Driver Mecca's board. Now, I'm going to have you pick a number between 1 and 460. I'm going to read off the item. You're going to tell me if you think it's real or not.
Was it always 460, or did they add any?
It's been 460 since we started doing show.
He should have
I totally spaced out.
He's microdosing. He's still microdosing.
Yep.
What happens? 420, just because.
420. All right.
I think we use that one already, but we'll see.
But we could get a different take on it, though. I have no issues with it. Hey, Gangrel got into a fight with a young kid that just started working show because the kid had almost the same gimmick at him. He kept yelling at him, give me my gimmick back, and you took my gimmick, and he kicked the crap out of him. Do you think that's true?
I've been in the locker room with Gangrel, and I've been in the locker room twice, quite actually. And he's a really nice guy, but if somebody piss you off by taking your gimmick, when he has gimmick, I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, because Van yells at Artie MacArthur that he stole his gimmick every time he sees him. So
you know what? I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, and to be fair, I don't know if any of these are true or not. It's just fun to speculate on some of these.
I'm going to say that's true because, you know, if somebody steals your gimmick and that's what you use to, you know, get over, I wouldn't doubt it.
If you're working the same show at Gangrel, you have to be smart enough to go, okay, I can't do this tonight because he is here.
Right, pick something else. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Unless the promoter is just like, no, that's your gimmick, that's why I hired you to do it. Well, then why did you bring Gangrel in that night?
Yeah.
You know what? You got a point there.
All right, Adam, go ahead.
So I just want to say, first of all, I always assume that the sleaze list has like a 99.9% accuracy rate. Like, I'm pretty sure everything that is on that list has happened.
There are a few on there that I know absolutely did happen, because I've heard the story going back decades myself, but there are a lot on here that I just have no idea.
Yeah. Dex, my question for you is more of I wondered if you can kind of tell us a little bit more about this incident, but I just want to give a little bit of background. So months ago, I hurt my knee trying to tie my shoe, and I milked that for about 6 months as a reason why I don't need to work out. Then I saw a video of you talking to Speedball and saying that you had just wrestled your match with him after having a very scary medical issue just like a month before or very shortly before there. So first of all, thank you for showing me up. I'm a very lazy person. But do you want to kind of let us know about that? Because I heard you talk about that on YouTube and I was fascinated by it.
Yeah, sure. So I was actually at a show in Minnesota. And like I said, I had like severe asthma since I was a child. I never grew out of it. And my mom, like I said, she never let me play professional sports or any type of organized sport until I was in my junior year. Well, sometimes I still have those very, very bad episodes. And I was actually at a show in Minnesota and I just couldn't get it under control. And it was just like, I was taking this inhaler. And I was texting my mom, and I kind of try not to text her as much because my mom she gets so worried about me. Anytime I'm going out of state, she'll call me and she'll make sure I have this inhaler. This, like, I'm still a kid here at heart. You know, she still treats me like I'm only child. So I'm her baby. So I was out there in Minnesota doing a show, and I actually had Rachel and I have the twins that we ride with, another twin tag team that goes with the highlight reel. And I actually was doing really bad at that point. And I had wrestled and Rachel was about to wrestle. And I didn't want to mess up her mojo, because she was in it. She was ready to go. She was about to be in a, a battle royal for a championship, so I didn't really want to mess up her mojo or whatever. So I actually took one of the twins with me, and I had one of the twins stay with her so she wouldn't, you know, get out of her mindset. So I had them pull an ambulance around kind of quietly or whatever, and I ended up taking a treatment in the ambulance. Well, it kind of worked a little bit with a nebulized treatment or whatever that you, that kind of opens you up. It worked a little bit, and then as soon as I stepped outside of the ambulance, I was back to having, like, severe problems. So we ended up going to the emergency room that time, that night, literally, like, maybe. I know Rachel was still in her gear. So we went, like, right to the emergency room there in Minnesota. And I ended up having to, like, they tried to give me a treatment, but they weren't working. So then I just kind of coded out. And I woke up the next day in the ICU with the tube down my throat and them bringing it out. And I was in the ICU in Minnesota for like 4 days. Wow. And wow. Granted, Rachel and the twins, those are my, I love them to death. They did not leave my side in Minnesota. And we're from Indianapolis. So we were 11 hours from home and they never left my side. And I was in the ICU for 4 days. I woke up that first night with them taking the tube out of my throat, which that is the worst experience you can experience in your life. Like having that tube been taken out your throat and them telling you that, you know, you kind of coded out and we had to bring you back, and kind of being scared to tell my mom that because she was already freaking like panicking and she was going crazy. She was looking for flights to come out there and I just didn't want her to come because I wanted her to, you know, worry more. And I kind of spent 4 days in the ICU there, $41,000 bill, tell Minnesota to help my brother out, you feel me? But literally 4 days in the ICU there with Rachel and the twins by my side. And then I got to go home, which kind of sucked because my mom wanted me to fly back home, but I couldn't leave Rachel and the twins. We all drove there for a show. So me and myself, I'm like, I'm not going to leave them. They, you know, they freaking stay with me this long. I'm going to drive back with them. So we drove 11 hours. Well, in that 11 hours, we had 8 hours left in our tire balloon. So we're on the side of the road after I just got ICU trying to fix a tire to drive 8 hours back home.
You're like, Honey, I'd love to help you change the tire, but, you know, medical bracelet, you know. Right. Like, yeah,
I still had them all on. Yeah. And it's crazy because the sheriff, like, stopped. He was like, you got a medical bracelet on? I was like, bro, I literally just got the ICU.
Listen, man, I was clinically dead for 3 minutes. Like, give me a fucking break.
Like, literally.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Actually, 7 minutes. They told me 7 minutes and 30 seconds that they literally had to, you know, do the work to bring me back, because that's how bad your air or whatever that gets to your lungs is not this big. Well, mine was completely swollen shut to where there was nothing passing through. So I was getting pumped with steroids for those 4 days in the ICU. Once they took the big tube out, there was an even bigger mask that I had to keep on that would breathe for me. But I was conscious. So that was the worst thing ever, trying to breathe with the mask. And then, like, I want to say the last day I was able to move to the nose, and then afterwards it's kind of, they sent me home with my own inhaler then and steroids then, just kind of get me home to my doctor. But it was vicious because I was 11 hours away from home. That was like the worst experience of my life.
And then you wrestled Speedball.
I wrestled at Black Label actually first, like the week of. I took a week off. And that weekend, I wrestled at Black Label, and then the next week, I wrestled Speedball.
Wow.
Did they figure out what caused it to do that, or just random, or did...
The weather. When I was younger, when the weather changed, I used to have to go to the hospital for months just so I wouldn't have these episodes of, like... Because I have very, very severe asthma to the point to where, like, if I don't have the asthmatic steroids, let me say that, asthmatic steroids, so I don't get tested or nothing, you feel me?
It's fine.
We're not testing you. Don't worry about it.
Right. I might clear that tryout out, but.
If I don't have the asthmatic steroids, then it's hard to keep my airways open. Without those and the weather change, is like, I'm just, it's terrible for me.
Wow. For your job, that's crazy. For what you do for a living, that's ridiculous.
Man, tell me about it. And everybody was like messaging me and me. They were like, do you want to cancel? You want to do? No, man, I can't. It's just the love, man. I'm fine. As long as I can walk and I can breathe, I'm good.
Dude, I tweaked under my armpit the other day, and I didn't get off the couch for like a day and a half. So I have no idea how you did it.
Yeah, I threw my shoulder out putting a cock on the other day, and you're out here like spending 4 days in the ICU and wrecking the following weekend.
Brutal.
Like,
it's this show is it's brutal. It's full of all brittle old men. That's all it is. Man, sorry to step on you.
No, you're good. And the only other thing I wanted to mention is I saw that you, not on AIW, but you have a match coming up with a friend of the show, Joshua Bishop.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, have you had a chance to wrestle anybody that will say as quite as stiff as Mr. Bishop before?
I would say kind of. I actually... I've wrestled Myron. Myron's pretty stiff. I don't know, because Speedball, his kicks are like, they look like, you know, they hurt. Things hurt. So, but I like the stiffness myself. I feel like it makes you, you know, it jolts you up. It makes you want to go more. I love the stiffness of everything.
How does that move feel when he does it? Did he do that to you on the apron where he does the knees, the flipping knees to your chest on the apron, or did he do that in the ring?
Worst thing ever. He did
it. I knew
it. Worst thing ever. That is the worst thing I ever spent. If you actually go back and watch that match, you could see me like trying to breathe because I was like, you can see the spit just flying because I was just trying to breathe so deep. Oh my God. That's the worst thing I've ever taken in my life.
I don't even know how you make that feel good. It's not possible, that move, to feel good.
Oh, worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. Like, that sucks. That one sucks. That one sucks. I'm not gonna lie to you. That one sucks.
Butters, we got phone calls for the man.
Well, we got a couple.
All right, let's get to the phone lines.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Ever call me that ever again? I'll kill you.
All right, up first is the EVP of Health from AIW, Jeremy.
Hi, the Indie Wrestling Guide. This is Jeremy, EVP of Health for AIW. I have a question for your guest, Dax Royal. I was wondering who you see yourself matching up against best in AIW, and if you had to pick a few tag team partners to wrestle with at some point in AIW, who would your dream tag team partners be? Thank you.
Who are my dream tag team partners be? I'm not even going to lie. Isaiah Broner is like one of my favorite people nowadays. I'm not going to lie to you. So I would love to match up with Isaiah Broner. Like I would love to be across the ring from him as well as, you know, tag with him. Because he's so dope. I mean, that's just, you know, Isaiah Broner is one of the like top guys right now, AIW. And he's always been a really cool guy to me, too. I know he hits like a Mack truck.
Dude, you guys would be like Power and Glory if you guys
were. I was going to say that, Josh. I was going to say that. Yes.
We just had him throw me around, you know.
Thunder and Lightning. You guys just, he uses like the Colossus Speedball move with Wolverine where he just tosses you at somebody. Yeah. I can see it happening.
I'm down for it.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, that could be something interesting.
And let me ask you before we go to the next one. So kind of on Jeremy's back on that one. Where do you want to go right now? Where are you? Because I haven't seen you on the East Coast yet out at the Mecca. But where do you want to be? Like what's the next goals for you as far as either promotion or matches? Let's put aside any kind of tryouts. Where in the Indies do you want to be?
Man, so I've been to Massachusetts for Beyond. I definitely want to hit more so of the – I know I've been to Colorado kind of at the start of my career for Rocky Mountain Pro under, you know, a couple of promotions out there. But, you know, I just kind of want to be everywhere. I just kind of want to be everywhere. I'm not going to lie to you. It's just kind of – I just kind of want to be everywhere.
Anybody in particular you'd like to face yet that's a realistic goal coming up in the next 4 or 5 months?
Myron, you know – I know everybody knows Myron Reed, man. Me and Myron had a banger when I was younger. When I very first came into the business, me and Myron had our very first match when I believe I was only 2 years in. And me and Myron actually, we're in a high-flying tournament for Paradigm Pro Friday. So hopefully me and him, you know, we can lock up. But definitely another one is Leo Rush. That's kind of another person. Other than Speedball, Mike Bailey, who has been my end-all, be-all has been Mike Bailey, because I kind of took off when I did a Mike Bailey seminar. And when I did a Mike Bailey seminar, I kind of actually got on Black Label Pro.
Got one more here. This guy hasn't called in quite a while, and now he's just showing up, of course, because Adam Van's here. So Stan from Burlington called in, guys.
All right, Stan, let's hear it, buddy.
Oh,
we missed him.
All right.
Hi, it's me, Stan.
Hey, Stan. From
Burlington. I don't know if you remember me. I haven't called as much since the start of the new year. I am at like 2 calls since early January. Now that Ronald Two Legs and AIW are putting out the card, it's going to change on a weekly basis. I'm less inclined to listen to this garbled mess of a show. I only get limited phone time. I need to use it wisely. But there's been a lot going on here in Burlington. It looks like the weather is finally starting to change to spring after a long winter. You can tell because the Burlington House has started promoting its St. Patrick's Day specials. And that means I've been heading there on Wednesday nights to watch AEW on mute and drink 2-for-1 Tullamore Dews. The other night I got a little tipsy and I called this voicemail like 46 times hoping someone would pick up like Jay Gold once did. Thanks for nothing, guys. I see you have a guest host filling in for Marcy this week. As if having Young Ed last week wasn't torturous enough, Adam Van from At Odds with Wrestling, what a monumental get for this show. I mean, we all certainly are looking for the keen indie wrestling perspective of a Southern Tier resident from a decaying ex-coal town. But keep voting for Democrats, guys. I'm surprised, frankly, that Adam Van has any time to fill in. I hear there's a new Cora Jade limited edition Chase action figure. One with her new plastic surgery additions, and her injured leg in a brace and a visibly ornery disposition. It's a Wegmans supermarket exclusive. You need to go to the produce aisle and yank the cow's udder. But while you're there, you should also go to the toy aisle and see if they have a doll. Isn't it funny that two absolute awkward misanthropes like Jay Gold and Adam Van found each other and now spend their days driving around Long Island looking for toys? I mean, if I've ever considered the premise for a Netflix true crime documentary, that would be it.
Jesus.
I see you have a guest this week, Vex Royal. He certainly has been ingratiating himself with the AIW community recently, and I guess part of that is subjecting himself to an hour of inane questions from Charlie Butters and Jayhawk. Now, I don't know Vex Royal, but I do know Emerson Royal. He plays right back for my favorite English Premier League football club, Tottenham Hotspur. Their symbol is a cock. Kind of what Adam Van looks like. Oh no, put your penis away, Jay Gold. A cock like a rooster, you pervert. I also know Royal Tenenbaum from one of my favorite movies, The Royal Tenenbaum. It's a wonderful picture by Wes Anderson. In the end of the movie, Royal, a rather controversial family patriarch, dies. But he has made amends with many in his family, and they are able to live fuller lives as a family. Hey, Charlie, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Never.
Right. Imagine how well you'll all get along if Jay Gold is ever out of the picture. Okay, gotta go. Bye.
Okay, when did the Royal Tenenbaum come out? I think it's been out long enough that we can forgive the fact they didn't give a spoiler.
Stan is an old elderly, and who even knows when he saw Royal Tenenbaum? He could have seen it one night, you know, in the facility, you know, over dinner. Who knows?
First of all, tell Stan he sounds like Stephen Hawking.
We've had a few who asked us if that was AI, but it is not.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that Stephen Hawking called you a penis or what.
Yeah. 2001, the Royal Tenenbaum came out. I think 23 years acceptable for a spoiler.
Steve Vansky, he seems to know a lot about you.
I am worried about how much Stan knows about me. Like, is Burlington in northeastern Pennsylvania? I don't know, and I don't want to find out. But he took an opportunity to dunk on myself and Josh for collecting toys. And Dex, I know you're about to make a purchase of a Rock figure on a motorcycle, but beyond that, do you collect anything? I know you're a girl dad, but like, is there maybe like anything, Funko Pops, baseball cards, wrestling figures? Is there something that you got a collection of somewhere other than tattoos?
This right here. This right here. Power Rangers.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Power Rangers, man. I love Power Rangers to death. I grew up on them, and it's just something I love to death. Like, granted, my wife might not like how much I spend on, like, Power Ranger collectibles, but I don't tell her. You know, you just kind of got to keep it on a low.
Nice.
Okay, Adam, in case you actually do want to know, Burlington, Pennsylvania is along Route 6 northwest of Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, that's like a half hour, 20 minutes from me. Jesus Christ.
Driving that much to see.
We don't know what Burlington he's from, but if it's Pennsylvania, he might be stalking you.
If it's that one, I'm screwed. But Power Rangers, I was into Power Rangers very briefly, like the first generation. Like I was a Green Ranger guy back in the day. Green Ranger to White Ranger, you know?
Yeah, I love the White Ranger. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What was his character that was so good? I never understood people's allegiance to the color of Jason David Frank. But
well, can I give you my perspective a 14-year-old or a 13-year-old when it was on? He had long hair and an earring, and as like a 13-year-old, that's the cool guy. You know, like the cool guy has a long hair and an earring. So I was like, I like that guy, and that was the Green Ranger, and he was also kind of a heel initially, and then he did a baby face turn, and then I kind of stuck around and kept following him, and then I left after the movie, you know?
So my
but then you molded your life, the At Odds life is like Bulk and Skull.
You modeled your life after a putty. Let Dex talk.
What's funny is I actually have like the Black Dino Ranger tattooed on me. And remember I said like my father's a police officer? Well, the whole time that Jason David Frank was filming as the Black Dino Ranger, he had to spend so much time in the suit and wearing long sleeve shirts because he had sleeves.
Mm.
And that just wasn't kid appropriate.
Yeah.
And every time I came around my father, I would wear sleeves. So it's kind of like the same appropriation there.
Yeah.
Awesome. I was in the same boat. My parents tried to throw me out when I tried to get my first tattoo, but my wife now makes me get them where no one can see them, my legs, shoulders, whatever.
And you don't have stamp.
Well, yeah. Well, that's my first tattoo was a Rock Brahma Bull tramp stamp. So.
Hey,
Dex, man, I'm an old guy. It's not a lie, dude.
100% truth.
It's 100% the truth, and people have seen it. That's correct. That is correct.
Yep.
That's the burden I live with forever. Now as an older man, when I go to the beach, why do you have a Brahma Bull tramp stamp? What?
You're an embodiment person.
Dude, he was my favorite. That's why I got it.
Well, next time you ever meet a person, you gotta show them your tramp stamp.
Oh, do you want to see it?
Let me see it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That is an overweight, middle-aged Jewish man's tattoo right there. Yeah, and it is like the
perfect stripper. Let's go. Right.
That is not something that I am not ashamed of it. I love every second of it. And everyone that in this group and most people in Ohio have seen it, and I wear it proudly. That's right.
Okay, well, we opened if you're talking about stripping. We close to talking about stripping. Well, I think that's a good time to wrap it up. Deck, go ahead and plug your Twitter, upcoming show. Anything else you want to get out there for everybody?
Heck yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at King_Airwalker, on Instagram at Dex_Royal. I also have my personal page at King_Dexy. If you ever want to see sexy Dexy, you feel me? That's no wrestling. It's just me looking good. You feel me? That's just kind of what it is. I am going to be at Paradigm Pro out there in Jefferson, Indiana for the High Flyers tournament. Also in Union, Pennsylvania for Rise Wrestling coming soon. Also, I believe that's actually the Jeffersonville, Indiana this Friday, and then I'm out there in Pennsylvania that Saturday, so you know. And I'll also be at the next AIW show at the Temple, you feel me?
Nice. Very
nice. Also at Black Label Pro, you know, at the Square Circle Expo. I'm also there too. Dexy just kind of getting around a little bit.
Going everywhere. Wow, you really hit the road. That's nice.
Hey, take off. You gotta keep going.
Nice. Vansky, you got plugs?
I'll just say, listen to At Odds with Wrestling. I won't throw my own socials out there, but go listen to At Odds, even the episode that I did without Joe. So
let's go.
What's wrong? You could do that. Come on. You could give us all your socials, the whole deal. You are a guest. You go ahead and do BU.
Throw that plug in there. Plug in there.
Give it your social, your phone number, your social security number.
I was going to say, if he gives any more plugs, I'll make sure I bill him like we're supposed to. And, you know, he was supposed to pay for advertising.
I'm pulling up Jay Gold's number, but I can't find it fast enough. So it's not there. But the man Adam Van,
son of a bitch.
The man Adam Van on all the socials. So at odds with wrestling, at odds with wrestling, at odds with wrestling. Patreon.com/@oddswithwrestling.
There you go. Butters.
Charlie_Butters on Twitter and Instagram. If you follow the IW Guide Instagram, that's usually where I've been hiding out lately. Talking to everybody on there. That's pretty much all I got.
Jayhawk.
You can follow me on Twitter, Twitch, and TikTok at RefJayhawk, Instagram at Jayhawk1539. I've been on the Twitch a lot the last week or so playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Been having some fun with that, and with WWE 2K24 coming out, I'll be hopping on that once I get Final Fantasy done. So I'll be on quite a bit. Check me out. Follow me, help me make money.
Oh, and also follow our host, Marcy. That's E-Girl Femboy, boy spelled B-O-I. And also, give me 1 second. I want to bring up Marcy's socials here. Hold on 1 second.
Marcy lost her job over the weekend. Target was being pretty shitty about it. Fucked her over with her last paycheck to the point where she won't get it for another 2 weeks and she's got bills due. So if you feel like helping out, her Cash App is MarceFemiline, and her Venmo is E-Girl Femboy. Throw her a little something. I'm sure she'll appreciate having breakfast or, you know, being able to pay a bill. So,
and you can find me on Twitter at JGold12, Instagram at JGold12. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to us, and our Twitter handle, IWGuide1, and the YouTube page, and our Patreon, patreon.com/IWGuide. Listen to our podcast friends, At Odds with Wrestling, The Card is Going to Change, the Super Fantastic Podcast, the Short Bus Social Club, Marks with Mikes, and hopefully, I'm going to say it because Marks isn't here, Hayabusa, a wrestling adjacent podcast. Check out our other friends, the official graphic designer of the Indie Wrestling Guy, JCP Designs, PWPonderings.com, Toy Capsule Toys, Toy Ohio, Rubber City Toys, Big Starks Brand, Set Tab Photo, Women's Wrestling Watch of Northeast Ohio, Michelle Carter, Jose Rodriguez Photography, AJ Small Photography, Stash Pages, our buddy Will at Gorilla Press Apparel, Angry Lemonade, and Smokin' Jay's Barbecue, the best barbecue in Ohio. Do we have medical advice?
Don't have asthma.
big time, like 12 times over.
Yeah, because that's something that he and I could avoid having.
Well, listen, don't get it. We won't have any problems. And Van, go see a doctor sometime.
Never.
Watch independent wrestling, everyone.
Bye.
Later, dweebs.
Yeah.
Two things I never seen, a nigga named Bigfoot in the hole I need. Keep the back door closed, gotta lock it, throw away the key. We can be a state away, you turn if I ain't got my skis. 2023, we got built-in switches on them greens. Straight hit, don't ask, we take shit. Like a blunt, we face shit. Nigga lace shit, keep it shoe tight. Know some niggas trip, they can run right. You throw sticks and we throw bullets. I just stick you a bitch, I'm a real nigga. Heal mama boy, jumped out the porch. Know a nigga had to babysit him on God. Not wait off a nigga like a BBL. Slide all day like a CDL. Heart skip a beat like a CD player. Fuck a classy bitch, I want a ratchet bitch. Give me a city girl. I'm capping for tell Dre or Michelle. Let a young nigga rock up world. Come on, wrist glisten, chain dissing. Like my manners tripping. Memphis nigga, talk with a slur. She say my grandma different. Police come get me, my name Benny. Nigga, I wasn't in it. Fuck the judge, nigga, I'm illiterate. I be dodging sinners. Pistol packing, never lacking. Run up, get your ish. Guns clapping, pussy grabbing. Don't look Trump malicious. Pants sagging, mama nagging. Like who raiding, nigga? My bitch like a Batwood. Yo ho like a Swiss.
Bitch, I'm a pistol packing. Yeah, what's cracking? Play, but he go missing. Fully auto ARP, equipped the scope so I don't miss. Ask the city about me, nigga. They gon' tell you I've been spinning. On the street, who got more killers? Know them pussies ain't the feeling. Anyway, I just made 50K, spent 30 on my dentist. Other 20 on my image, like 3K walk for my keys. I was just broke in a bitch, now I have combos about business. Real estate and gaming interest, doubled up, ain't need a witness. Think I'm a hoe, come and show me. Been ballin' to numbers, no killers, that's Hoopers and Rollers. We just shop, I shoot like I'm Kobe. So if you don't know me, it's best to walk light if you trollin'. 600 in my hood, I control it. And if you ain't know it, just come to my block and I'll show it. No snakes in my grass, cause I'm more. Hell nah, I ain't going. You kick that back door and I'm blowing. Ayy, who you not really having? This pistol on me, so I'm sagging. My mama don't like it, I told her it's fashion. Niggas face so it's best that I have it. Talk the last bitch I hit, she was average. But my new bitch, I swear she the baddest. You know then you know I'm from Dallas, the home of the Mavericks. So nigga, you know we
pistol.
lacking, run up, get your ish. Guns clapping, pussy grabbing, Donald Trump malicious. Pants sagging, mama nagging, like who raided nigga. My bitch like I'm Batwood, yo hoe like a swish.